Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
10-0, 9-1, short work week. Life is good, Ross. Life is good.
And Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Billy.
Life's good for me, too, even though my football life sucks right now, but life's still good. Best time of year. Okay, let's go.
Okay, good to know. Noted. We got college football, NFL.
Thanksgiving.
NBA.
Holidays, man.
Yeah. No, we're only doing one episode of the show this week. This is it.
Sad.
Very unfair.
How do y'all feel about this specific holiday?
I'm a massive fan.
Is it up there?
It's my second favorite holiday.
What's your first favorite?
Christmas.
Oh, Christmas by a mile.
Christmas blows out Thanksgiving. Don't even...
A lot of people...
They're a bit closer for me.
A lot of people have Thanksgiving, number one. Christmas, I don't really get it.
Christmas is... it's people who hate Jesus. Christmas is far and away my favorite, but Thanksgiving, it holds its own.
Thanksgiving
serves its purpose.
Yeah.
It's like a warm-up for Christmas in some ways.
Thanksgiving is Christmas without the presents. I mean, like, family coming together, you get several days off.
Yeah, sure.
You have, like, a big dinner together. It's Thanksgiving without, like, gift-giving and, you know, a tree.
Do we get several days off? It's less festive. Do we get several days off?
For Thanksgiving?
We get Thursday, Friday off.
Technically, that's the 2 days we get.
Yeah, we get Thursday, Friday.
That's a Christmas. Is that technically a five-day weekend? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? No, four-day weekend.
Four.
That's 4 days.
Yeah,
I can count.
Here's Danny Hot Take coming in for you. I actually prefer Christmas food over Thanksgiving food.
You know what I'm not a fan of, and this is weird.
Usually, it's the same from in my family, and we have the second.
You don't do the fishes or?
Nah, man, we do a turkey usually again.
I don't like turkey. It's too dry. I'm not really a fan.
Well, I'm a dark meat guy because it's not
deep fry or
white turkey. White meat?
I don't know, Dan. I don't cook anything.
Why do people? So many people like white meat.
I don't get those people. I don't understand turkey.
You have to
drench it
in gravy just to make it taste good.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
But I'm a big stuffing guy. I'll eat all of it.
So you call it stuffing and not dressing?
Yeah. Well, dressing is a totally different thing, right? Like,
nah.
Isn't gravy technically a dressing?
Well, no.
Okay, so...
Dressing is, I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I call it stuffing then.
Isn't stuffing just like breadcrumbs and shit?
No, it's like I don't even know what... I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what goes into it.
Mike,
it's delicious.
The same thing, right? Back me up here.
Yeah, generally those are interchangeable. In the South, people call it dressing. In the North, people call it stuffing.
Yeah.
But yeah,
stuffing just sounds
gross. Why the hell does my family call it stuffing?
Because y'all are... Your family is trash. I'm sorry.
Yep. Quickly, though, your top three pies, go.
Apple, and then like 700 things down
pumpkin.
The list, pumpkin.
Where does mincemeat rate?
Nobody makes that.
Okay, my favorite pie of all time is key lime, but that's not a Thanksgiving pie.
I think you can incorporate it somehow.
For Thanksgiving, I like apple, I like pecan, and I like pumpkin.
Oh, what's the kind
pecan
of pie?
Or pecan?
Pecan.
What about you, Dan?
I like pecan as well. Pumpkin's
pecan's
okay.
Pecan's dope.
Pumpkin gets a bad rep.
Dude,
pumpkin has a purpose.
And keep your whipped cream trash away from my pies, please.
You put
Whoa.
Ice cream on it.
What?
Whipped cream is disgusting.
Dude, a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Apple pie
yeah.
with vanilla ice cream is like...
Oh, yeah, that's
is
hard
better
to
than a blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's another
Sorry,
kind of
babe,
pie
eating,
I really
I'm
like.
I'm eating pie and ice cream.
But I can't... But I can't remember it right now, so fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Turtle?
No, kinda not turtle.
Mix up with
That's
some
not
of the chocolate pies.
Turtle's not
pies.
A real thing, is it?
I used to think mincemeat pie had like actual meat in it. Like
yeah,
beef.
Yeah, like turtle pie is kind of like a...
Does it not?
Chocolate
no.
and
what,
caramel
What's in mincemeat pie?
I figured it was mincemeat.
What's mincemeat?
I don't know. A
meat from a mince?
Damn, I'm looking at pictures of pie right now. There is some good-looking shit in here.
Oh, and pie is...
Chocolate pie. My family always does a chocolate pie as well.
Far superior to cake is pie.
Oh, Dan, that's so correct.
I'm not a cake guy. Not a cake guy. I don't know what happened to me somewhere along the way. I just decided this isn't for me. I'm a pie guy. So I'm with you. Announcements. Please leave us a review and a rating. That's not an announcement. That's a beg. We're begging. 5-star rating, leave us a review. If you
begging.
Like the
we're
show, tell a friend. Look.
I'm telling you. We're directing you to do this.
You need to do this. If you don't do this.
This is an order.
This is a homework assignment.
I don't know what. I don't know. We're going to find you. Tell a friend about the show. Tell your parents. Tell everybody over Thanksgiving. Tell your grandpa who's senile. He needs something to do. He can't really like go out into public. He needs something to listen to make him feel like he's not alone.
When your grandfather passes out after Thanksgiving, grab his phone,
plug
it
in,
use his thumb to like, you know, get in there.
Uses
subscribe.
Passed out thumb.
Subscribe
or face.
Rate us. He could have an X.
Grandpa could have.
Grandpa
does
not have an X yet. He does not. He does not have one.
Facial recognition. But yeah, no. Put the earbuds in Grandpa's head. You know, give him some knowledge while he sleeps.
Yeah, we'll get him all horned up when he wakes up.
Mike is gonna leave. Grandpa just gets an erection listening to Backdoor Cover. Mike is gonna read a review here for us to show you what maybe you could do if you left us one.
And just a reminder: if you leave us a 5-star review, you can say anything you want, and we're likely to read it, no matter how mean it is or whatever.
Okay, but we'd prefer you be nice. But
no, yeah. We don't. I like the mean ones more.
Here's one. This is a 5-star review, and it's entitled, "Can you please hit Jared ... by a good alcoholic coach?" It's from November 16th.
He wants us to strike Jared?
Is it
Sumlin?
Hey, Mike, remember when you struck Jared during Casino Friday?
I did. For the the review reads, "Please, for the love of God, I have a headache now."
Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of feedback about the Bone Zone, which if you are a good listener, you listened to last week's Thursday episode, and you're aware that the Bone Zone made its triumphant return to Backdoor Cover, I want everybody who's on the anti Bone Zone train to be aware of something. It is a very polarizing show.
Yeah,
it is a polarizing segment of our show, and you're not alone. There are many, many, many Bone Zone haters. I am one of them. And you have to find ways to enjoy your hate for the Bone Zone.
Okay, question though. You're a well-documented hater of Bone Zone. You are a Bone Zone bozo.
Yes.
So, but when he sat down here and he started doing his Bone Zone
Can't
bit,
help but smile.
Did you?
Can't help but smile. It's something about it. Everybody needs something to hate.
It's a little cheeky fun.
When I hear that ribcage xylophone, it's something just
inside me. Dude, that is the ultimate sound effect in the entire world. Nothing beats that. It's just unbelievable.
It's a ribcage xylophone.
Yeah. While I am a massive Bone Zone hater, my dad is a big fan.
What Steve has to say about
the got a text from Steve this morning at 8:46 a.m. that said, "I can't help but enjoy the Bone Zone. Something must be wrong with me." And I said, it's a sign that you're on the spectrum.
Yeah.
And that might be what it is.
He's on the spectrum.
He might be on the spectrum. Anyway, look, we're aware of the hateability of the Bone Zone. I got many tweets, emails, direct messages from people saying, please, never again. Like, there were a lot of people who had never heard the Bone Zone before who are just like, couldn't be more confused about what was happening and couldn't be more angry about what their favorite podcast has become. But come on, it's going to be every once in a while, you know, we didn't even know that one was going to happen. It was sprung on us. So don't blame us. Blame Micah. Hit Jared up on Twitter. You know, go after him. But we're aware. Find a way to bask in the hate.
I did enjoy it. Like, I did.
I just kind of have to, suppress it.
Well, there was
the second it ends.
There was one sound clip that he had Micah add in, and he said, do all the Bone Zone sound effects. Sound effects back to back.
Yeah.
And it was like 45 seconds of just Jared. And I think Dan was like snuck in there somehow.
I nearly had a brain aneurysm when I listened to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that was upsetting to me.
I kept wanting it to end and it just wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't even remember recording that.
That's what I'm saying. The second it ends, it gets suppressed just like, you know, if your uncle touches you or something. The same effect on my life. Shout out to all the uncles out there.
Which is why Thanksgiving is a dark time for some people.
Oh, sad. All right, college football. Overall thoughts on the weekend.
It was a fun weekend, I thought. A lot was happening.
Dude, a lot of good games. There's just not a whole lot of upsets. But, I mean.
But a surprisingly entertaining weekend based on the slate of games that we had. Like, I thought it went pretty well.
Yeah.
We had UVA giving Miami a game for 3 quarters.
Yeah, I thought they were going to pull that out.
Then the turnover chain came out, and
once that
no
shit comes
back,
out, you can't fight that. You're done.
The Texas West Virginia game was uneventful for the most part, except for Will Greer's finger doing a 90 degree angle where it's not supposed to.
Okay, so I didn't see this play. I didn't watch the Texas game, but I saw the clip of him walking off the. What the fuck happened?
Well, it's one of those plays too where they had to review it for
right.
like an in-game play, like it was being challenged or something on the score, and you just had to see his finger being broken over and over.
Yeah, and
over well, not only did he fuck his finger up badly, but the ruling after they reviewed it was he fumbled.
Didn't score?
He fumbled through the end zone, so it was a touchback for Texas. But he dove for the pylon, and the Texas defensive back hit him at the same time, and it, his finger just went the way that it's not supposed to go, and it was ugly, really ugly.
Yeah, it totally changed the game.
It did.
He was going to score a touchdown. They were going to go up 7-0. He fumbled through the end zone. But, like, I watched it, and I didn't have the audio on, and they showed the replay 5 or 6 times in slow motion, and I didn't see it until the last one where he gets up and you can just tell, you look at his face, he looks down at his finger that's pointing in the wrong direction, and he just like does this oh shit thing.
Yeah.
It was pretty graphic.
He just jogged to the sideline and just basically just gave his hand to one of the trainers and looked away, and he just...
You ever had an injury like that where it's like... Because clearly, he couldn't really feel it. It's the looking at it, because you go into kind of a shock almost. Your body, you're already full adrenaline. You're on a football field. You thought you've scored the opening touchdown of the game, but you look down at it and your finger's sideways. It's like this fucked up thing that we have as humans where our brain somehow has a way to like suppress all of the physical feeling.
I've never had it done to me, but one time I was playing water volleyball and I was spiking and some guy tried to block me.
Like in a pool?
Yeah, in a pool.
I think it's just called pool volleyball. I don't know if it's like, you don't play water volleyball like in a lake.
You're right. I don't know why I called it that.
I don't know either.
Anyway. He went underwater and came up and just showed me his hand, and his finger was doing what was. I was like, game over. We're not playing anymore. And his finger to this day, shout out to Jim, it's still fucked up.
Dude, that's the weird thing about fingers is when you break them like that, they look fucked up forever.
Yeah,
like your knuckles are like misaligned shit.
He puts his hand out to like shake it, and I can still see it. I'm like, dude.
So Waterman Dan,
I don't want to shake your hand anymore.
Waterman Dan broke his pinky finger during a softball game in his 30s.
Okay.
And the doctor said we can fix it one of two ways. We can have it go out at all times, or we can have it in at all times. And he's like, well, I want to grip a golf club. So he has
give
it
me
in,
the
so,
in.
Oh, my God.
He can never lift his finger further than, like,
tight.
A fourth of the
like
way there.
Looks like he's throwing up a gang sign at all times. No.
Why is that such a Philly thing? Like, that's just perfect.
To have one finger that's permanently tucked in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Waterman move.
I did dislocate my thumb one time in a high school football game.
Ooh, a thumb?
And I looked down, and my thumb, instead of pointing up, was just pointing down. And I sort of went to the sideline, and the coach was like, get back in there! And I was like, nah, look at this. And the trainer goes, yeah, hang on. And just snapped it right back. I was good to go. But it is, it's not like a painful thing, but it is weird. Like, that's not the way my thumb looks.
I got a buddy whose shoulder comes out regularly, and we, like, his friends have to, like, put it back in for him.
Well, there's a shit ton of bones, like, from your wrist throughout your fingers. I remember when Tiger Woods said he snapped his wrist back in?
Yeah.
Like, mid-round? Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, he made that up.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, that was a lie. That was just a bold-faced lie.
But, I mean, this is a huge loss, too, for all those Vegas bettors for West Virginia over 7.5. Because it doesn't look like Wild Billy Greer is going to be available for last game of the season.
You think he's going to be
out? Oh, that was their win total over under?
7.5. They're at 7 right now.
Since we're already in the Big 12, let's go ahead and get the Baker Mayfield stuff out of the way.
Sure. Why not?
So he, first of all, the guys, I've been saying it all year long. He's King Chach. He's just a Chach is what he is. If you missed it, and I'm sure you didn't, it was all over SportsCenter.
Tell people what happened.
They were jawing before the game apparently, and Kansas refused to shake his hand.
So at the coin flip, you know, the midfield huddle deal that goes on before the game with the coin flip and shit. It's like Mayfield, 3 Kansas players, and 4 children, little kids.
Yeah, little kids. So
in front of these little kids,
they did
the coin
flip. Kansas
players refused to shake his hand.
Mayfield extended his hand to shake it, and they had their hands behind their back as a sign of.
Go fuck yourself.
Clear disrespect, like we're not going to shake your hand. And then the giant kept continuing on throughout the game.
A lot of late hits. I'm hearing talks of a possible bounty on Baker Mayfield's head.
What?
Yeah.
But the worst part of it was after he scored, he was jawing from his sideline. He's yelling across the field, and he grabbed his crotch a couple times and mouthed, fuck you, and then waved him, come over and fight, whatever. Okay. The popular take from some people, and I have a feeling Dan shares this take, and I'm gonna, and that's okay, but I don't agree with it. Is it like this is funny, and like he's playing up to like the villain role?
Oh,
and it's like cool, and he shouldn't have apologized for it, and just own it. But that is ridiculous. The guy made a complete ass of himself, embarrassed his family, embarrassed his team. He grabbed his crotch on national television and like said, like basically implying, like, come suck my dick.
You're absolutely right. I am on Baker Mayfield's side. However, I am of the opinion that most of Twitter and most of the internet was on your side. They thought,
oh,
he was,
I don't think
so. Well, I'm like, yeah, strip him of the Heisman. Well, I saw so many fucking,
okay,
like,
that is such a goobers.
It shouldn't have Heisman.
Right, right. I'm seeing all these goobers on the internet are just like, oh, that's so classless. Like,
it is classless.
Way to be,
man.
Classy. Like, that's the worst thing you can say on Twitter is like, keep it classy, man.
Oh, I didn't use the word classy. I called him a chotch because that's what he is. I've been saying it all along, and this just,
I love Baker Mayfield because he plays the game the way I think I would play. Like, if I was out there, like, jawing on the IM fields, I would do the suck my dick motion.
Okay,
like,
jawing on the IM fields, Dan, is a far cry from doing on the sideline of a Big 12 game when you have ESPN cameras pointed at you.
I've seen a lot of comparisons to Manziel being made. That is an absurd comparison. I've seen a lot of the talk about you got to strip him of. Okay, first of all, he hasn't even won the Heisman.
Well, Mayfield is 10 times the deuce that Manziel ever
was.
Yes, he has.
You can't strip someone of a Heisman for talking shit. That is insane.
I agree.
Even bringing his Heisman trophy into this.
Well, no, he hasn't won it yet, but he's going to win. He should win the Heisman.
Like, that, bringing the Heisman into it in any way, shape, or form is insane. All he did was grab his nuts and say, fuck you. You know the kind of shit these guys say to each other on the field? You just can't see it because they have helmets on and they don't have cameras pointed at their faces most of the time.
There are programs, and OU is not one of them, that would suspend you for that.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Because it's a fucking scumbag move, and he's a trash person. I can't fucking stand him. And it's not just because I'm a Texas fan, he's an OU guy. It's because he's a douchebag.
Let's be honest, though.
There have been plenty of OU players that I have supported. I think they're good. They're good dudes.
Yeah, but OU has overlooked a lot worse than Baker Mayfield.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
My biggest problem with Mayfield is not his incessant shit-talking, flag-planting, crotch-grabbing. He did have some good shit-talking to the fans in that game, saying, like, go watch basketball.
Not to mention, this is fucking Kansas. They're 1-9. What are you doing? This isn't a Texas rivalry game where it's like two, you know, top 10 teams. This is fucking Kansas.
And
dude,
if they legit had a bounty on his head, like, dude, talk your shit, man.
That is obviously pure speculation.
And just for the record, I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck. Oh, Kansas was hanging in there for a little while.
Yeah.
Not really.
They dude, it was like 7-0 in the second quarter.
Yeah, but they were never a threat to like score.
No, well, probably
not. They were
never
going to win the game, but
still, I was surprised to see the spread was like 37.5.
Right.
And I think they did end up covering anyway. But anyway, my biggest problem with Mayfield is the headband. What the fuck is that?
Oh, I like the headband. I like everything about Baker Mayfield. I don't know.
Damn. Dude, he's wearing like 6 different What Would Jesus Do and Cancer Survivor and Let's Go and all these different bands on his hands. He's got the headband on. He's got the eye black.
He's got dual wristbands, dual sweatbands.
I think he had a Fu Manchu like a couple years ago.
He has horrific facial hair.
I think he shaved it after the game before the press conference was like a weird move.
Yeah.
I love everything Baker does except apologize. He needs to stop apologizing for
also,
he needed to apologize.
He needs
to
work on his dick grabbing, ball grabbing technique because what you want to do is, If you're, you know, a regularly hung guy and you grab actual dick and balls only, it doesn't look great.
Well, he's wearing a cup, I'd assume.
Are you saying he has a small piece?
I don't think he was wearing a cup.
I'm pretty sure
football
he's wearing
players
a cup.
Don't wear cups.
Nah, man, he's not wearing a cup.
Nah.
I'm looking at a handful of dick right here and this is no cup in there. Well, my point is you've got to wildly over exaggerate the size of your meat. You grab like every bit of crotch availability.
So you grab down like on your thigh?
Yeah,
like,
grab near your knee.
To imply that, yeah.
To imply that your penis is down
there.
Well,
you know, you used to tape yours to your leg, like you said.
Right. Yeah. I still do some days.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Here's the thing, though. Are you, like, in basketball, are you a fan of, like, the big ball celebration where a guy just goes down the court after he makes a shot?
Yeah, it's the major league. That's an incredible celebration.
What's wrong? Like, what's the difference between that and, like, just grabbing your junk?
Well, first of all,
this guy is...
You do get fined for the big ball celebration, just for
this guy's a student athlete telling an entire team to come suck his dick on national television.
A very bad team. It's
the worst team.
Show Sam Cassell the respect he deserves.
Sam Cassell noted.
It is the Sam Cassell dance.
The man who brought the ball dance to the NBA. But really, it's the Asian guy from Major League, whose name
and
is what?
The commentators for the game. Tanaka is his name?
Yes, Tanaka. Thank you. Kamikaze Tanaka.
I should know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hiroshi Kamikaze Tanaka is
his middle name.
Full
is
name.
Kamikaze?
It appears so.
Okay. The commentators were saying how NFL GMs, they look at this shit, and that's true.
Okay.
This guy is a fucking problem. He's been doing this for a while.
Again, NFL GMs have overlooked much worse.
Dan, I'm not saying he's going to be like boycotted from the NFL, but
it absolutely affects his draft. Like, here's an example. There are teams and GMs and owners.
Especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah, but he's a dude. He's got dude qualities. It's not like he's upsetting people on the team.
No. I think there's a big difference.
OU guys love him.
As an example, there is, and the Texans don't have any draft picks anyway, so it doesn't matter. But if the Texans had a first-round pick next season, if Mayfield was projected to go in the first,
I don't think he's going in the
first. I guarantee you the Texans will not take this guy because they tend to err on the side of caution with any type of personality issues or traits at all.
Especially at the quarterback position.
You don't want the leader of your team being a fucking dickhead in the public eye. And now, I'm not saying every NFL team. Obviously, there are many teams who could give less of a fuck. Like the Cowboys, for instance, with Greg Hardy is a very good recent example. They'll sign pretty much anybody no matter what you've done. But there are teams that will pass on you as the result of repeat personality infractions, if you want to call them that. And he's an example of a guy.
He was arrested for like drunken public intoxication.
I think it was public intoxication, and he got popped for evading arrest too because he tried to sprint away from the cops.
Yeah, I don't see these as issues.
I see
this as like a dude that's just like a fucking gamer, and he's just like so into the game. He's a great shit talker.
I see not being able to make it away from the cops as a big downside. Speed is not there.
I don't see public intoxication as that big of an issue, though.
Well, no, that's not. But a lot of the other shit that he does, yeah.
As a guy who's got a PI on his record, I think I speak for all of us when I say, you know, suck our dicks. You know?
And that's what he was saying during the game.
Look, I don't even hate Mayfield anymore. I'm starting to like how much of a douchebag he is.
Right.
Like, this is ridiculous. This guy is every week on making some kind of headline. This is the fucked up thing. I don't think it's insane that he apologized. You have to apologize. But his apology is so extreme. I'm just going to read it. I'm extremely sorry for how I carried myself today. I'm sorry to the Kansas fans, coaches, and players for disrespecting them. I'm sorry to Sooner fans for not representing our university the way I should. I'm sorry to any parent that had their kids watching. I was not the good and inspiring role model that I aspired to be. Wait, it goes on and on and on. What I did was unacceptable, blah, 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 blah. The opposite of what I want to do. I want my coaches and teammates to get all the attention and credit. Dude. It's a total bullshit apology. Nothing about this guy, his character, or any of the things he's done indicate that any of this is true in any way, shape, or form. That's what really is the upsetting thing to me. I don't give a fuck that he grabbed his crotch.
No one's ever really
shit.
Sincere with their apologies in situations like this.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that some people have been sincere when they've apologized in the past. This is not a sincere apology, and it's signed Sincerely Baker Mayfield. So I'm truly sorry from the bottom of my heart. Dude, you grabbed your junk on the sideline, told everybody to suck your dick, yelled, fuck you, like, come fight me, go watch a basketball game, you're talking shit to fans.
I'm not casting stones, just make your apology,
hey, I acted inappropriately, that's on me, my bad, I should be better. I will be better, I'll try to be better, whatever, that's it, leave it at that. It's unacceptable, I'm extremely sorry, don't apologize to everybody individually. This is ridiculous.
We don't have to get into the whole role model conversation either, because like athletes shouldn't be role models.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
What did Charles Barkley say?
I'm not a role model.
But he said something else. Nah, it was just he's not a role model.
He said specifically, I am not a role model. Do not let your children look at me as a role model. Chuck is not a role model. Chuck likes to gamble. Chuck likes hookers. Chuck likes food too much. I love Chuck.
But Chuck's a great person.
Chuck is hilarious.
Chuck's like all around. You let Chuck watch your kid.
Because he's a charming guy.
Great personality. Not the most educated. Not the smartest guy. But has good opinions and takes. Hates the Rockets because he thinks they owe him millions of dollars. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, enough about Mayfield. It was. If anything, it gives us something to talk about. I appreciate the spectacle.
It also gave Micah a chance to use a lowercase K. Once again, up on the rundown.
Lowercase K, capital U.
So we appreciate that, Micah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What else happened in football? Anything cool?
all top nine teams remain the same.
Well,
so no mix-ups there.
Iowa got, I mean, they lost to Purdue in Iowa City. So that loss that Ohio State had by 30 in Iowa City looks even worse.
It's not a good loss.
And I mean, there's people like RJ Bell and people in Vegas that are just really on this Ohio State in the playoff train. I can't see it. They fucking, if Ohio State weasels their way into the playoff, I'm going to be, there's going to be a lot of enraged people.
Well, that's part of the fun in the playoffs as a whole. I need it to be controversial. Who gets into the play? Like the fourth team to get into the playoffs needs to make a lot of people angry in order for me to be happy.
I mean, it's going
to
be a named brand. It's not going to be the four best teams in college football. It's going to be who's going to travel well, who's going to make the most money, who's like a brand that's just going to get eyeballs.
I mean, as it should be, in my opinion. Like, nobody wants to see some fucking dickhead team that no one cares about. You know, like UFC or some shit. Like, or UCF.
UFC. Conor McGregor playing.
Yeah, we're gonna have all the best UFC fighters in history form a football team, and come play Bama. If you didn't know, that's what's happening
in the octagon.
Chip Kelly to Florida rumors are ramping up. Flight trackers, restaurant sightings.
Oh, that's fun stuff.
We had a Redditor,
the good shit we talked about last week.
PJ,
is it pretty much a done deal at this point?
Probably. We can say it now.
Dude, he could do some serious damage at Florida.
Backdoor cover reporting Chip Kelly to UF.
No, we're not officially reporting anything.
Book it. And then Jim Moore got fired by UCLA. After they hung in tough, played some good defense against USC. But just didn't have enough.
On Saturday, a restaurant in Knoxville confirmed on Twitter that ESPN analyst John Gruden was eating its famous ribs in a back room with Tennessee Volunteers' most famous son, former quarterback Peyton Manning.
Serious? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that's from ESPN.
Can we get Gruden to Tennessee now, but also have Peyton Manning as like an offense coordinator or something?
The Gruden rumors are now being called groomers.
Well, they have been.
Hashtag groomer. I was never aware of that. That is very funny.
We literally talked about this last week.
On this very show.
We talked about groomers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't. I must have zoned out. I didn't understand what y'all were saying and just pretended I did.
You were high.
I was high because I was high again. Oh, damn it. I can't stop getting high.
Yeah. We love you, though.
What else? You say Jim Moore got fired?
Yeah.
Okay.
From UCLA. So there's another job opening.
I didn't realize that he was a hot seat guy.
Yeah, he's kind of been like all year, on and off. Beginning of the season, he was kind of like, they were speculating he might be looking at other jobs. So they just kind of canned him.
Big games coming up this weekend include Bama at Auburn. Obviously, the Iron Bowl is a big game. Number one at number six for the SEC West. And then Notre Dame, Stanford.
Notre Dame coming off a huge win against Navy. Pulled it out. 7-point win.
Wow.
The midshipmen covered, though.
Wow. Did you bet on the midshipmen?
Did not, but well, I took them on the podcast.
Number 22, South Florida. Number 13, Central Florida for the AAC East.
Winner plays Memphis and goes to the New York Six Bowl.
Big game for you, Dan.
Did anybody else get all the directional Florida schools mixed up? Central, South.
There's 46 major universities in Florida.
Like,
did you know that?
Florida International.
There's 46.
I did not know that.
That's not a correct number.
I get them all mixed up, though.
Yeah.
I don't even know where Dan went to school.
Well, a few of them aren't even real. Like I said, there
Orlando.
Is no model schools.
UCF,
they're fronts.
Orlando.
No, that's right.
There is no such thing as Florida Institute of Technology. That's not real.
That
Florida
is
Institute of Technology?
That was the former name of the UCF when we were the Citronauts back in like the 60s.
Oh, really?
The what? The Citronauts?
We used to be a space orange. Like, our mascot was a space orange.
Citronauts?
Tight.
I'll pull
that's
up a picture.
Real thing?
Okay, dude, that how is that not still the mascot? That's incredible.
Someone was high when they came up with that.
Yeah, no, it's incredible.
Wow. I'm looking at it now, and it is indeed an orange with legs and arms wearing a space helmet. Okay, yeah, and it's called the Citronaut. There's a bobblehead that I might have to purchase. Wow. Wow. Cool. Number 14, Washington State at number 15, Washington. The battle for the most boring state in the entire country somehow.
The Apple Cup.
Is that what it's called?
Washington State, yeah.
The Apple Cup?
Yep.
Why? Because they grow so many apples up there?
They got a hell of apples up there?
Because George Washington chopped down an apple tree?
I don't think he ever made it to the Pacific Coast.
Just because his name's Washington?
George? Georgie?
Huh. I'll tell you what, though. It's a pretty state.
The state of Washington?
The University of Washington campus?
Seattle.
Unbelievable. It is drop dead.
Mighty still need to city. Go to Seattle.
Seattle's a tight city, man.
Tight city. Just kind of unbearable fans, though.
Also high suicide rate.
Seahawks fans. Yeah, they also, that's a good tie.
A lot of suicides.
Because it's dreary. A lot of people end up, you know.
I kind of like the rain, though.
They just end that shit, man.
I'm a fan of, like, gray, rainy weather.
Well, it kind of matches your soul a little bit.
I'm a fan of. True. I'm very much a fan of storms and rain when it's, you know, sporadic. I don't want all the time.
I like change of pace weather.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like to mix it up with something. Like, come at me with some kind of crazy storm.
Yeah,
like
I'm in with that
sunny
shit.
For, you know,
are you a big fan
straight.
Of seasons?
Well,
we don't really have seasons.
As long as it's
seasons
not hot.
Here.
I hate summer. Summer's the worst.
You're in the wrong place.
Summer is the worst season, followed by spring.
Speaking of seasons, big, big week on manoutfitters.com where you can buy things for all the seasons to get you fucking looking good, feeling good, smelling good.
I'm worried that if you don't jump on these Black Friday sales, that your stuff's going to be gone.
So our Black Friday sale has begun. It should be called like Black Week or something, but then it just seems like that's an African-American Heritage Week, and that's not the case. It's actually clothing sales. 20% off site-wide on manoutfitters.com. Right now, started at midnight on Monday, November 20th at midnight. This shit kicked in. 20% off site-wide. So all this time when we haven't had a promo code, this is why. Because you're now getting double off what you used to get from us. Just for being a listener, you used to get 10% off. Well, it's 20% off the whole site this week. But as Dylan said, shit is flying off the shelves. As of this morning, it is already on pace to be a record day of sales on Man Outfitters. We can't keep everything in stock. No promises, man. First come, first serve.
It's a shelf clearing sale.
The early bird gets the gear.
Yeah.
So hit manoutfitters.com.
Get swagged up.
There are some brands that aren't included, obviously, and it's their information is all on manoutfitters.com, the site that, you know, it says the shit that you can get and you can't. But you've heard us talk about Man Outfitters before. This is our baby, man. This is how we make the money to make the podcasts. So get on MO, support it. 20% off site-wide using the code BF20, which is on there. Let me see some good products.
We're not even asking much of you. Like, we're in fact doing you a favor.
We're giving you money.
Where you're going to dress better.
We've got a bunch of good Patagonia stuff that's 20% off.
It's just high quality shit.
Snap tee pullovers, badass hoodies.
Hit the sale because you dress like trash.
Good sweatshirts, pullovers, all kinds of good shit for the rest of winter. Yeti pullovers are looking good. Ruka stuff is awesome. Alternative, get on there. Tons of good brands. We find the best brands, then take their best products and put them on Man Outfitters so that you don't have to shop so hard. Christmas is coming up. This is the time to buy presents for people. Your uncle.
Your dad.
Your uncle who dresses like trash. Your dad who dresses like trash. Get them all something. Brothers, cousins, whatever.
Hook your dad up. Dad gets the short end of the stick with every holiday.
They really do. Dads get it rough. If you have a 12-year-old cousin, just because he's not a man yet, doesn't mean he shouldn't be dressing like one.
Get that little shit.
Get that little
shit
something from manoutfitters.com. You know what I'm saying? In fact, isn't there a...
We have toddler stuff.
Hell, there's a boys section of manoutfitters.com.
Little man outfitters.
You need some stuff for a little man? Get the fuck on there. We got boat shoes, shirts, polos.
Yeah, get them some, like, what, size 1 Sperry's. What's a baby wear?
The homie wears size 3T, which I think stands for toddler.
So a 3 and toddler? Yeah.
The homie.
Is that big feet for a toddler?
He's got small. He's a little guy.
He's just a little guy.
He's just a wee guy.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back to talk NFL. Lots of NFL news and drama. Got to love it. And then we'll get into the NBA a little bit. Monday Night Football. Then we'll wrap it up. Be right back. If you're a big Game of Thrones fan, we are doing the Knights Rewatch on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, our Game of Thrones podcast, starting back with season 1. We're only through a few episodes so far, plenty of time for you to jump on. We're doing one podcast episode per episode of the show to be as prepared as we can for the final season of Game of Thrones. Come join the Knights Rewatch. Subscribe to Oysters, Clams, and Cockles on iTunes. All right, we're back. Time to talk NFL. Let's start off by saying the Cowboys are trash.
Oh, come on, man.
You're not them boys, turns out.
Still them boys. We're just not that good.
Well, let's talk about the game. Dan got to go.
I did get to go.
Went to Jerry World, very watched enjoyable. The game, somehow made it back for work.
First half wasn't so hot.
The Cowboys took the lead in the half.
Yeah, it was 9-7.
It got real ugly after that.
Yeah. What's going on with Dak? What's the deal there? Stat line, not impressive.
No.
Well, negative fantasy
he
points.
He ran into a really good team, first of all.
Yeah.
We got
second
Darby
ball,
back.
He's missing his all-pro left tackle, which it made a difference.
Oh.
He was getting a lot of pressure from that edge.
Dude, yeah, no, you want that. You want your all-pro left tackle on the field.
He's maybe the best left tackle in the league. And
Zeke's not there, obviously.
Zeke's not there. And look, I'm not saying like injuries are the reason why the Cowboys look like shit.
Yeah,
Philly was just
too.
A better team.
Our defense is legit.
Philly is unquestionably one of the top three teams in the league.
They're really fucking good.
Really, really going out on a limb there.
I'm more scared of Philly than I am of like the Patriots if I'm one of the other teams that's competing. I'm not. The Texans, we're not there.
Again, I'm in like uncomfortable.
Yeah, this is weird uncharted waters
right
for you.
Yeah.
Like, when is the last time Philly was this relevant? Like, Donovan McNabb, Terrell Owens?
Yeah, but even then, you thought Donovan didn't have, like, the stuff to like, win a championship. Like, you knew he was going to get us there, but he was going to kind of, like, choke it away on his vomit.
On his vomit?
Yeah. That he puked away in Super Bowl in 2004 against the Patriots. But, yeah.
9-1.
With Carson just, he just makes every right decision.
9-1. That's fucking nuts. If you told me before the season the Eagles are going to be 9-1, I would have laughed at you.
A lot of people would have.
But here they are.
Congrats, 9-1.
Dan. 9-1 with yourself a year on the football field.
9-1 with a ginger at the helm.
Well, thankfully, the Eagles will make the playoff, so we'll have one team in the playoff.
Thank fucking God. Well, actually, it would have been kind of funny if all three of our teams didn't make the playoffs. But, yeah, it would be nice to have the Eagles. I think good for Philly, man.
We needed this.
Is the boys' season over?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a yes.
What are they, close to 500 now? 5-5. Yeah, they're probably done.
Well, let's talk about the most exciting thing involving the Cowboys, and that is their insane owner, Jerry Jones.
Oh, that was incredible, watching him give himself his pro football Hall of Fame like bust or whatever during the ceremony at halftime.
Yeah.
That was
what almost, happened? Tell
it was
us
unbearable.
About it.
They lower the lights. That everybody got a wristband that like lit up like they do in concerts or whatever.
I saw those.
And then Jerry just gave this like really long asinine speech about how he just wants to make football and the Cowboys better.
About himself.
Yeah.
I can't do a Jerry Jones accent. If I could, I would. But I have to say, he's becoming one of the most insufferable human beings on the face of the earth.
Yeah, even Cowboys fans were kind of just like,
you
can get off the field.
Well, he's feuding with these, threatening to sue the NFL. He's told Roger Goodell that if, you know, that Bob Kraft is a pussy, that he's going to come at him with everything he's got.
Was that a legit quote?
Yes.
He called him a pussy?
He said that what he did was like, he was a pussy about it, that Jerry's going to bring everything he's got.
I've got the quote here. Allegedly, Jerry told Roger Goodell.
I don't think this is alleged.
No, yeah. Well, this is what Jerry tells.
Let's cover our asses, though.
Goodell tells Jerry that he's suspending Zeke Elliott for 6 games, and Jerry responds, "I'm going to come after you with everything I have." Then he mentioned Deflategate. If you think Bob Kraft came after you hard, Bob Kraft is a pussy compared to what I'm going to do.
Which, if you're Bob Kraft, you got to be like, "Hey, man, come on, why bring me into this? Don't call me a pussy."
It's interesting, though, that Bob Kraft and Jerry Jones are the owners of the teams that have beef with him. Like, they're two of probably the most powerful
most
owners in the league.
Like, high-profile owners, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, both very conservative guys.
I'm ready for this Zeke story to go away.
Big-time Trump guys.
It's about to, right? Because they're not appealing.
Yeah, he's accepting the suspension.
Yeah. The Zeke thing's gone. We don't have to talk about
How
that
did
anymore.
Jerry make his
but
money?
The Jerry stuff, as soon as the Zeke He's stuff ends, oil. Jerry stuff begins. And now we're going to be talking about Jerry drama the rest of the
when
year.
When he made his money, it was like really sketchy oil stuff, right? like where he was kind of doing like the milk or the There Will Be Blood, Daniel Day-Lewis, the I Drink Your Milkshake type shit.
I have no idea, but when I picture how Jerry made his money, yeah, it's pretty much the movie There Will Be Blood. I don't think that's accurate, but it's how I like to picture it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, that'll be fun to see how this all plays out with Jerry. People are framing it up like there might be a civil war in the NFL. I hope there is. That'd be funny as hell.
It'd also be funny if he like somehow weaseled his way into becoming the AD for Arkansas and kind of did like a double life where
there's
he's like
no
owner
fucking
of the Cowboys
way they would let
and
him
AD
do that.
Of the Arkansas
No fucking way Arkansas would agree to that. No way.
He did get really wrapped up in the hiring of Bobby Petrino, who was the Falcons coach, to Arkansas a few years ago. And there were NFL owners that were pissed that he like stole another team's employee to like give to his alma mater. He's a fucking scumbag.
Heard it from a Cowboys fan's mouth.
Yeah, there's a lot of Cowboys fans who love Jerry, and there's a lot of Cowboys fans who are really annoyed and sick of this shit. And I'm not either of them because I'm not a Cowboys fan.
I don't really care about the owner of the team.
Okay, cool. The Pats beat Oakland 33-8 in Mexico City. That was not a fun game to watch.
Riveting.
Not a fun game to watch. But, again, the best stuff about the NFL this season has come from off-the-field incidents. And this one had another. Well, technically it's on the field, but not during the game. Marshawn Lynch of the Raiders stood for the Mexican national anthem and then took a knee.
Or he sat on the bench for the...
Or yeah, whatever. He sat on the bench and booed, apparently.
He booed.
There's been talk of booing our national anthem. So Trump tweeted, Marshawn Lynch of the NFL's Oakland Raiders stands for the Mexican national anthem and sits down to boo for our national anthem.
Oh, Trump tweeted this.
Great disrespect! Exclamation point. Next time, NFL should suspend him for remainder of season. Attendance and ratings way down.
He's such a ratings guy.
To make this as non-political as possible, I never imagined as a small boy that we would be in a situation as a country where our president is firing off tweets about attendance and ratings for the NFL.
Dude, he fucking tweeted, he tweeted about LeVar and LiAngelo Ball.
Oh, we're going to get into that shit later in the NBA segment.
What is he doing? Dude, you're running a country.
He's either a genius or an idiot. But he's one of those two things. He can't be anything else.
Dude is so obsessed with the ratings. It's unbelievable.
Has to be one of those two things.
Great disrespect. Why does he give a fuck about Marshawn Lynch? It's so weird to me.
Why does he give a fuck about LiAngelo Ball?
Also, pro-troll move by Marshawn.
Easy PR for his side.
Pro-troll. Standing for the Mexican national anthem. You know how many Mexican fans Marshawn just gained? Big move for him. Good for him. What's the Mexican version of Skittles? Because he's going to get as much of that as he wants.
He now has safe passage by the cartel through Mexico.
That's a good hookup to have. Yeah. You want to be boys with the cartel.
Nah, man.
Post-retirement.
Some scary shit down there.
I've contemplated trying to drive through Mexico, like into Central America, South America. Why? But I heard like the main road in Mexico to get all the way down south is just like stop checkpoint and after checkpoint.
Yeah, they
of
call
cartel.
It, they call it the King's Road, I believe.
The cartel just like asks for money every time you like hit a spot.
You will come back without your cabeza, Dan.
Yeah, plato o plomo. Right. Yeah. What?
What?
It's Wait. From. It's from.
But what did you say? Quote. Do you mean the quote again?
Plato or plomo? What is it?
What the fuck?
It's steel
saying?
Or money. It's from. It's from.
No, it's letter bullet. It's,
no.
It's
letter.
Pablo from...
Yeah, we're not doing it
we
justice.
We obviously nailed this.
What's the name of that show on
Narcos.
Netflix?
Narcos.
I know I got my word right. Cabeza.
It's plato o plomo, and it means silver or lead.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Meaning
you can either
gun?
Take this fucking money as a bribe, or I'm going to fucking kill you.
Oh.
It's what Pablo said to the police. Anyway. A little history lesson for you all out there.
Pablo, bad dude.
Netflix history. Terrible guy.
I started season 3, though. It's dope.
Haven't started yet. Please don't spoil anything.
Dope as shit.
The Chargers beat Buffalo 54-24.
The poor what's his name? Peterman?
Nathan Peterman?
The Jake Peterman catalog.
Holy God. What the hell? Five picks and a half?
I thought people were joking. Like I saw it on, I wasn't watching the game. I saw it on Twitter.
No, like, I mean, nobody watched. If you watch this game, I feel sorry
for
you.
He was on pace for what?
He was on pace for 10 because he had 5 at half, and then they pulled him.
They benched Tyrod Taylor for a guy named Nathan Peterman.
And Tyrod Taylor's like maybe like a top half quarterback in the league.
He's not bad. He's
a serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, sure.
And as Andrew Siciliano said on the Red Zone channel like 25 times yesterday, the Buffalo Bills started the day as the 6th seed in the AFC. They were technically a playoff team coming in, and yet they yanked their quarterback to start a 5th rounder
on the season.
Nathan Peterman.
Is there some stuff going on that we don't know about? Like
Taylor, I think, is a free agent at the end of the year, right?
Did Peterman like throw one good pass in practice and they were like, fuck it, we got to see what this kid's got?
Nah, I think
it's really, really weird.
He looked more lost from the highlight tape that I saw, because again, why the fuck would you watch this game? The passes he was making were not like, these made Brock Osweiler look good.
It's just, for whatever reason, like you have a new coaching staff come in and they want to get their guy. Tyrod Taylor is like from the old regime.
Oh my God.
So like, I feel like he's probably not McDermott's guy.
Dude, Peterman is nobody's guy, though. Like, this guy was never supposed to be like a starting quarterback.
No.
Right?
No. He wasn't good at Pitt.
Nathan Peterman. 5.5 picks.
What was his official stat line? Did he complete a pass?
Surely he completed a pass.
He was 6-for-14 for 66 yards and 5 picks. And my favorite stat here that I put, he generated -6.96 fantasy points, which is the worst day for any quarterback in the NFL since 1976.
Wow.
Man, you got to go back to our dad's.
If you started, Nathan Peterman in your league.
Which no one did, but no if you did. But
if you did, you're the stupidest motherfucker. If you did, you must have just been like the biggest Nathan Peterman at University of Pittsburgh fan ever. That's also a Buffalo Bills fan, and you were just like, screw it, I'm going all in on Peterman.
And your season has already gone to shit. You mailed it in at this point. You're just having funsies at this point.
Now the headlines are reading like this. Do the Bills cut Nathan Peterman after 5 picks in 1 half? So he went from they benched their starting quarterback to bring this dude in to now he could possibly be cut.
So Peterman's got a start in the NFL this year. That kid, that dude, Bethard from San Francisco's had a few starts under his belt. There's some bad fucking quarterback play in the NFL.
Oh yeah, the worst.
It's becoming more and more obvious that Kaepernick is getting iced out.
Well, come on, man. He's been blackballed.
Yeah, he's iced out.
There's no question about that at this point. Cap has been blackballed, and whether that's not right or wrong, it's not up to me to say. But
we're just stating facts now.
But I also. In my opinion, isn't it like you decide as an employer who to employ? Like, is the illegal part of it that they are discriminating against
it's
him
like,
because
yeah,
of his
like
beliefs?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I get it. And hey, dude, you got if you're Cap, you gotta sue.
Of course.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Try to get
this
bag,
is your livelihood,
you
bro.
Yeah.
You gotta sue. See
Always.
What you can get.
And I hope he fucking wins too.
Yeah.
That would be tight. Just lawsuits left and right. Jerry Jones, Colin Kaepernick. This is incredible. What a mess. The whole fucking league has become just one big soap opera.
And then Goodell will get like his $59 million contract or whatever still.
6-for-14 for 66 yards and 5 picks by a guy named Nathan Peterman.
I could legit do better than that.
I think you could.
I believe legit. You could.
I don't know.
1,000%.
Dude, one week of practice, I think you're doing better.
Sure.
If you
7 passes,
if you give me, you know, odds that make sense, I'd put money on you to go out with 1 week of practice and put up a better stat line than Peterman was able to this week with the Buffalo Bills.
That means a lot to me, Bill.
Seriously.
Thank you.
That's fucking just unbelievably bad.
I mean, we all know you have the arm.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on.
Baltimore beat Green Bay 23-0 at Lambeau. Wow, another great game. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Packers' Kenny Clark took a cheap shot.
Injured by cheap shot?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got hit with a cheap shot by Ravens center Ryan Jensen, who HaHa Clinton Dix called trash.
He is trash.
And that is something that we started here, and we would like credit for that movement. The trash movement began on Backdoor Cover last week. Well, obviously, HaHa is a listener.
The way you say trash. Trash has been a very
Did he use our inflection?
Yeah, he said, Ryan Jensen is trash. Yeah. Yeah, so the question remains, how many NFL players are secretly listening to Backdoor Cover and not calling in?
I assume all of them at this point.
I assume it's at least 96% of the league.
Probably 69%.
Yeah, 69%. Based on that comment alone, And I just want to say that any NFL, you know who doesn't listen? Nathan Peterman. Any NFL player who doesn't listen is trash.
Yeah. We don't want him to hear us calling him trash, so that's good.
Yeah, but he doesn't listen.
Yeah.
He's if he does, Nathan, if you do listen, please stop.
How's his Monday going?
Bad. He's in bed right now.
Talk about Sunday scares.
Bad. Yeah, he hasn't left his bed since he got home.
Like, imagine fucking up so bad at work. You're like, everyone in the world knows I don't deserve this job.
Nobody knew who you were, and now you're the most hated quarterback
and
in the NFL.
Sucks. Like, he'd been so much better off had he not gotten the start. Life as a backup NFL badass. Quarterback is amazing.
TJ Yates living it up.
But
right
as
now.
Soon as they you know, they call you in, it's like, fuck.
Like, at first I was rooting for the Texans to put TJ in to give him some playing time. But now I'm rooting for him to just get to chill.
Teach, just collect that check,
just
man.
Chill, take the few hundred grand, and let Tom Savage run out there and fuck around. Like, yeah. Why? You don't want to go out there.
Nah.
Fuck that shit. I'm not trying to get my head knocked off.
Backup quarterback's usually the most popular player on a mediocre team.
Sure.
Yeah. Fans are always calling for him.
Yeah, sure. Fans are huge fans of the backup. Yeah. Nah. I mean, that's the dream job in professional sports. Backup quarterback. Maybe you take a couple snaps a year. You know, and blow out garbage time.
A punter is great, too. Longevity, there's no pressure on a punter whatsoever.
Well, there's you gotta
no. Compared to a kicker, there's... I mean,
No, you're not kicking for points.
As a backup, though, you put up... And you have a guy that just plays every game as a starter, like Peyton Manning did back in the day, for the most part, Tom Brady or whatever, Eli Manning, and you're the backup to him. You just put up some gaudy stats in the preseason against trash defenses, and then you just extend your career another 10
years.
Get
another contract extension. Yeah, and these guys who are like perennial backups who find this niche.
Charlie Whitehurst.
They ride that shit for like 15 years.
Our man Chipotle Chase Daniel, his 12th year in the NFL, has started like 3 games.
Shouts to Colt McCoy, doing his damn thing.
Where's he at now?
Washington.
Nice.
Just doing the damn thing.
Great fucking job.
Yeah, as long as you're like well-mannered, you're a good locker room guy, hold a clipboard well.
Yeah.
You got a job in the NFL.
Gotta be cool, have a nice dick. That's about it. Good dick. Can't be a bad dick. No.
I didn't know that was a
it's part of it.
Prerequisite.
It's a prerequisite. Oh, yeah, it's part of it. The Monday Night Football game is Atlanta at Seattle. Hypothetically, would be a good game, but it won't be because half of Seattle's defense is injured. Atlanta's been up and down, weird. Nobody knows what they are anymore. The game is a pick 'em on mybookie.ag, and the over-under's 46. So before we make our pick, again, mybookie.ag, that's where we get our lines. That's where we place our bets. This one's a pick 'em. Use the promo code BACKDOOR on mybookie.ag to activate up to a 50% deposit bonus with your first-time initial deposit. You got extra holiday cash rolling in this time of year. MyBookie is the place to spend it. Turn it into even more cash. You got basketball, football, hockey, NFL, college football, every fucking sport you can possibly imagine. You can bet on random stuff like TV shows with prop bets. They've got in-game live betting, so if you miss kickoff or puck drop or tip-off or whatever the fuck other sports have, you can still get a bet down. Get on MyBookie.ag today. Check it out. Use that code BACKDOOR to activate that deposit bonus. And man up. Play Monday Night Football with us. We're going to make a pick right now. Dylan?
Atlanta.
Dan?
ATL.
I'm going to go Atlanta, too. Clean sweep.
Atlanta boys.
Fuck the Seahawks. Fuck Pete Carroll. Fuck everybody in Seattle.
Russell
Great
Wilson,
city, though.
Fuck the 12th man.
As you know, he's my least favorite quarterback in the NFL. He's got two lazy eyes, and he's just a douche.
Worst fan base in sports, in professional sports.
Really? Why?
Hate your colors.
Most annoying. The color, God, the jerseys.
They turn out for their team, though, man.
They do respect and loudness. I respect loudness, but the people, the general, the no.
Do they have to pay?
Pacific Northwest.
Do they pay A&M for the 12th man?
Yes. Like, but it's like a small fee.
Copyright thing?
Like $20 a year.
No. Yeah, it's like $22.99. All right, on to the NBA. The only news that really matters is that, as Dylan mentioned, President Donald Trump is now feuding with LaVar Ball. As a result of, as we all know, LiAngelo Ball was arrested in China for shoplifting. And in China, apparently, that's a serious crime. I don't know why it is, but it is. You can get like 5 to 10 years in jail. And apparently, LiAngelo issued a thank you to Donald Trump and the United States government for helping him out and getting him out of jail, as he should have.
And LaVar saw an opportunity to
Oh yeah,
get in the news again. So
the beauty of it is to me, LeVar and Trump, these are two guys who see eye to eye, know exactly what they're doing. Oh. They probably like each other, but they both know this is an opportunity, like you just said.
I'm so
to grab headlines. So Trump tweets, "Now that the three basketball players are out of China and saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail!" Exclamation point.
What is going on in our country?
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is.
I love this concept. The dad not thanking you for what you did for the son results in you saying that you should have left the son in jail.
In China.
The son's like, what?
Like, fuck, dude.
In a communist country.
Yeah, 5 to 10. "Shoplifting is a very big deal in China," Trump says, "as it should be, 5 to 10 years in jail. But not to Father LeVar. Should have gotten his son out during my next trip to China instead. China told them why they were released. Very ungrateful!" Exclamation point. Dude, at what point in his life did Trump start picking up this very ungrateful, very sad, sad,
that's his
very
brand,
unfair.
Man. That's his brand.
It's incredible branding. The best I've ever seen.
It feels like Vince McMahon is just pulling the strings in our country.
That's
being,
what this is. It's all
it's a World Wrestling
Foundation. It's all entertainment. It's beautiful.
Promo.
I love it. I fucking love it.
Imagine being like a college kid and the president of the United States is tweeting about
you
and your dad.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Saying that you should be in jail.
The most powerful man in the world.
I mean, what the hell?
So when they asked LeVar Ball about Trump's role in the situation of saving LiAngelo, first of all, props to whoever asked him this question because beautiful setup. LeVar's response was, "Who?" As if he does not know who Donald Trump is. That was the response. Perfect response.
Not his president.
Perfect response. Good Jeez. Lord.
This also, like, this whole story too scares me. I'm crossing out every Asian country on the map. I'm not traveling that way.
Fair enough.
Very misdemeanor charges can cause great lengths of jail time for you. Especially, they don't fuck around with drugs.
To continue LeVar's... Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I'm not going anywhere near... Like,
yeah, I need these drugs, fam. I'm not going over there. To continue LeVar's quote, "What was he over there for? Don't tell me nothing. Everybody wants to make it seem like he helped me out." Well, I mean, he helped your son out.
And guess what? Guess who's appearing on CNN tonight?
LeVar Ball going on CNN tonight specifically to talk about his feud with Trump, and the fucking circle of life continues. This is where we're at, man.
I'm sick of it.
Tell me you're not going to watch that shit.
I'm not. I'm sick
I'm going to watch that shit. LeVar Ball on CNN?
You're not going to watch that, but you are going to see it all over your timeline.
Yeah, I'll watch
the
highlights.
That's what I mean. I won't watch it on television.
I don't see any of us sitting down like, ooh, 9 o'clock Central, let's watch LeVar.
I don't think anyone watches anything but sports live.
Yeah, this whole thing will be on Instagram by
But we will see all the highlights on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. Anyway, what a time to be alive. LeVar Ball feuding with Trump. Gotta love it. By the way, the other Ball, the one with trash hair, he cut that trash hair, the one that's in the NBA, mm-hmm. and then he put up his second triple-double in the last 5 games. Good for him.
It was the hair.
He's got the ugliest J.
Also, it should be noted, the Lakers got into a bit of a scuffle in one of their recent games. A fairly good scuffle for an NBA game. You know how NBA fights are, man. It's just a couple pushes.
Oh, and he
then
dipped out. He wanted no part
he,
of it.
He dipped out instantly.
He just
kind of
walked his way out.
Not kind of. He looked at what was going on and went,
shrugged.
And just walked off. It was beautiful, though. Like, one of the guys that I follow on Twitter, I retweeted. I can't remember his name right now, but he's a great NBA follow. Check my timeline for him if you want to find him. He put, hey, what's his name? What's the Ball kid's name?
Lonzo.
Lonzo. He said, "Hey, Lonzo, watch Band of Brothers for me one time." And it was just the video of him fucking beelining over to the bench when the fight started to break out.
It wasn't beelining. He was just casually walking to
Dude,
the bench.
Dude, I've never seen that. That was, it was pretty weird.
He made a good point, though. It was just like, it was not going to escalate to anything. There's no reason to get a technical over this
he
shit.
He said,
like,
it's
no
the
one's
NBA,
throwing
nobody actually fights. Yeah. I'm not trying to get a technical. But it's still a bad
it's not
look.
Wrong.
You got to talk to your teammates after that shit. Just be like, hey,
at least
look.
Go stand near the
Dude, come on.
Yeah, the group.
It's about appearances. It's not about, like, whether or not what he did. It's about appearances.
We've got a little breaking news here.
Ooh.
About college football. Baker Mayfield will not start and will not be a captain in the next Oklahoma game against West Virginia. He will play.
That means he'll come in
at halftime.
No.
Second quarter.
Second
drive. He might miss one series. Who do they play?
West Virginia.
But without Billy Greer.
He'll miss a series or a quarter. So, at least
this is a punishment.
At least OU did something.
Okay.
The other college football news, which is hilarious, is former coach of the LA Rams, Jeff Fisher, has apparently interviewed for the UCLA job.
Ooh. Throwing his hat in the ring.
There you go.
Interesting.
Good for you, Jeff.
You said for what job?
UCLA.
Oh, UCLA job. Okay.
They're moving quick.
The Celtics. Well,
a good thing about that is there's not enough games to go 7-9 for Jeff Fisher.
Oh, Dan. You had to do it.
Yep.
Jeff. The Celtics have won 15 games in a row now. They held the Warriors to under 90 points.
They good.
And on the same night, well, first of all, the question posed here is how legit are they? Very legit. But the regular season of the NBA is like a nice little snack before dinner. It really doesn't matter. What it'll all come down to is what the Celtics are able to accomplish in the playoffs, although it will be fun to watch them wreak havoc in the regular season. 15 in a row is nothing to shake your head at, man.
Especially the Rockets put up 90 and a half?
The same night the Warriors were held under 90 points for the entire game against the Celtics, the Rockets scored 90 points and a half against Phoenix. 90 points! I was watching this game. It was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. I think they're one of only two teams to ever do this. 90 points and a half?
It's absurd.
At one point, they were on pace to score like 186.
The Sixers put up 47 against the Warriors in the first quarter and then proceeded to lose that game.
Yeah, that was last night, right?
Saturday. But then the Warriors answered in the third quarter with a 47-point quarter of their own.
Yeah, this was nuts. The Rockets scored 45 in the first and second quarter. 90 points and a half. It remains to be seen how legit they are either. I think I'd put the Rockets and the Celtics in about the same weight class at the moment. And the Warriors are still three weight classes above everybody else, in my opinion. So it's tough to say how much any of this will matter, but it's nice to have some exciting shit going on in the regular season.
Yeah, but what
season.
Happens when Chris Paul comes in and fucks up the dynamic?
He was in this game.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he's
back. They've officially back.
They've won the last five on the road by more than 15 points or something like that, and he's back and looked incredible, and the dynamic is in no way fucked up. They're very, very good. If the Warriors did not exist, I would be a lot more happy and excited, but they do. So, David Lee retired. Remember David Lee?
Mm-hmm.
All-star warrior David Lee back in the day?
New York mm-hmm. Nick.
What the fuck? Dude, he's one of those guys that the decline, the drop-off was like overnight. Because he was on a championship warrior team. He was an all-star at one point, and then suddenly he's on
He was
like,
an all-star when he was a Nick, right? He was the Knicks first, and then he went
or
to the Warriors.
Maybe with both teams. I'm not sure. But anyway, point is, I just couldn't like... Overnight, he was a nobody. He was on like three teams in 4 years or some shit. He played 10 games for the Spurs last season, and now he retired at 34 years old. He was just like, fuck it. I'm out.
It's a hell of a career.
Yeah, started 10 games for the Spurs last season.
I wouldn't hate that career path.
Fuck no.
That David Lee took.
Good for you, David Lee.
Very good for him. Backdoor Cover Hotline. The number is 800-392-6344. We will play all the best calls for the hotline next Monday. Is when we'll be recording again. No more episodes this week. So fill up that hotline, 800-392-6344. Lots of sports happening between now and then for you to call in and talk about. 800-392-6344. Get your call in. Make it good so that we can play it on the show next week and respond to it. That is it for us today. Micah, do you want to talk about reviews again?
Yes, I would.
Please do.
Let's just read a couple more. Just a reminder. Please rate us 5 stars and give us a review. We will read it. Here's one from someone calling themselves TRID.
TRID.
It's entitled BDC. It's 5 stars. And it just says, love the animal talk. I need less Dan. He's got awful. Love Dylan and Ross. And it's mean, but it's good. Here's one from someone called The Poster Boy. And it's just entitled 5 stars. And it's entitled Fire Takes. Haven't lost a single penny betting since I started listening to this pod.
That's a lot.
What more do you need? And then one more from someone calling himself Wade.
Quickly, should be noted, you can absolutely lie. No, nobody cares. We don't care at all. Lie. That guy just lied. Lie.
The guy before him lied, too.
Yeah, here's one from someone called Wade Cornelius. And it's a flame emoji. a money emoji, a flame emoji, a money emoji, a emoji, 5 stars, and says the LV Knights of podcasts.
Oh, man, that's fucking hot.
And then one last one from MDM1096. It's entitled, like, this is a great example of something you can do that would help us. Lackluster sports guys, but it's 5 stars. And it says 3 guys that really aren't prepared to talk about sports talking about sports.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, MDM1026.
Hey, in Golden Knights news, William Karlsson, he scored goals 8 and 9 on the season against Los Angeles. Our Golden Knights, your Golden Knights, Dylan, won 4-2.
That's huge, man.
How about that, man?
What's our record?
I don't know.
It's good.
Your record is... Oh, well, here's some stats. Golden Knights stats. Fuck it. Goals per game, they're 4th overall at 3.6. Goals against, 16th overall at 3. Power play percentage, they're 16th overall at 18.8.
Well, they have gone, let's be fair to them, they've gone through like a dozen goalies, right? They have like a new goalie every week.
I'm actually playing goalie for the Golden Knights now.
Really?
Yeah.
You have an open tryout, I heard, at least.
We'll see
where that goes.
How do you see their... they're 12-6-1, second in the Pacific Division.
That's 500.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not 500. Six. You know what I mean.
Yeah, whatever. Close enough. All right, that's it for us. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at Backdoor Cover Podcast. You can follow me, Ross, on all social media at W.R. Bolin, B-O-L-E-N, at W.R. Bolin. All social media. Follow Dan.
Dan_Regester on Twitter. Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat.
Follow Dylan Shivery.
D Shivery on Instagram and Twitter. Chevere.
One last bit of news. This was very, very, very funny. So, like, how long ago was that NFL Network taping?
It was in March. It was right after South by Southwest.
So Dylan and I got hit up by these dudes. What was my reason for not doing this?
You were sick.
I got sick or something. I was being baby. Anyway, so Dylan goes and films this. Why don't you tell people what it was about?
It's an NFL Network show called Top 10, and this particular show was about the 10 best runs of all time. And, yeah, so I went and recorded on Rainy Street, actually, is where they just rented out this, like, badass apartment for the week. I went and recorded. It was the day after our South by Southwest party.
You know why I didn't go?
Why?
Bro, I was probably hungover.
This was the worst hungover day of my literal life. I stayed out until midnight on Sunday. We'd started drinking in the morning.
That's a terrible move.
So not only was I hungover, but the anxiety I had on Monday morning of, you know, being out at a bar
at
midnight the night before, it was crippling. And so I was hungover. I had puffy face. My eyes were like puffed shut. It was ugly. And I didn't think they were going to air any of mine because I thought I did terribly. But
we were just talking about it last week even, that you didn't think it had made it.
I was kind of hoping that I didn't make it because I knew that I would look like shit on camera because I was just puffed up.
And then over the weekend, we get a Snapchat from this dude who sends us, it says Dorn with the NFL Network cameo. And if you're not familiar, Dylan sometimes goes by Dorn. And it's a picture of Dylan on his TV screen.
And this guy's Snapchat is one I put on my Instagram account, by the way.
Yes, at D Shivery. It says Dylan Shivery, spelled correctly.
Yeah.
It says Grand X Media, that's our company. And then it says his handle underneath it, at DCHHEVERERE, which could not be further from what your actual
handle
is.
They spelled my name correctly.
Above it.
Yeah.
And then misspelled it below.
Yeah, misspelled it below. So...
And in the picture, I mean, if you don't see Dylan every day, you probably can't tell that he's hungover, but he's a little puffy, and it just looks disheveled.
I look like shit.
It's funny.
But I got some airtime on national television, so that was cool.
Dude, you got 1,600 likes.
Yeah.
That's a fuckload of likes.
I broke the record, my record.
God damn.
Yeah, pretty good.
Anyway, so our own Dylan was on NFL Network, which just legitimizes us even further as a sports podcast, in my opinion.
Of course.
Shout out to NFL Network.
Some guy on Twitter was like, what business do you have talking about this? I was like, you know what?
I don't know. Absolutely
I
none.
I do not know.
Shouts to anybody? Shouts to the Texans. Hey, we won a game. That's big. Wow. Way to go. Arizona Cardinals.
I have no shouts.
Are you ever going to have shouts again?
Oh, shouts to my iPhone 10 that's waiting for me at home right now. It was just delivered.
I don't even know what you're doing here. I would be gone already if I was you.
I don't want to be here.
Okay. Well, then let's leave.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.